Of you have a love song that's your favorite love song? You got one that you can remember? I'm sure all of you have heard some kind of a love song before, and I know nobody knows how many. I mean, there's thousands and thousands upon them, songs about finding it, losing it, breaking it, fixing it. getting it back, losing it again, whatever, you know, the roller coaster, all that. So there's all kinds of songs that we've heard, and there's new ones coming out all the time. And this summer, we've been focusing on 1 Corinthians 13, which basically talks about what love should look like. And it's really the definition of what God originally intended love to be. That I know Tom shared last week on normal. This is normal love. 1 Corinthians 13, this is what normal love is. And it's not based upon our emotions, because emotions come and go like the tides, but it's based on us submitting our heart to the Lord and allowing Him to come in and fill us with the love that He desires. There was a pastor, one of the first books I read in my early Christian life, he's a Lutheran pastor called Larry Christensen. And he was very much involved in the charismatic renewal. I don't know if you even know what that means. Charismatic renewal is when the Lord, back in the 70s, 60s, there was a movement where the Holy Spirit came into a lot of the denominations, and just the gifts restoring, the gifts of the Spirit, and the basically what the New Testament was. So the Catholics and Baptists and Lutherans and Methodists and all these different denominations, the Holy Spirit came in, and he was involved in with the Lutheran to allowing that to happen. And he wrote a book called The Renewed Mind. And in that book, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Larry Christensen or ever read that book, but in that book, he was talking about basic Christian, the Christian life. And he said that our whole Christian life is based on faith. And this faith that we're building, he says, we don't have the power necessarily to fill ourselves up and be God. That has to be the Holy Spirit. But we have the choice in our will to make the form. It's like, have you ever seen them pour cement, any kind of cement, and they always make a form? Or somebody, how many have ever made like a vase or something, and there's a form, and you pull it in, or a clay jar, there's these forms you make it in. And then he says, but our place is to build that form. It's God's place to fill it. But we do have to feel that by faith we put in it, and it's not based on emotions. So this whole thing of love is going in and saying, Lord, this is what you're doing, and by faith I'm going to do this, and the emotions will come and go. But we don't wait on the emotions for us to do these kind of things. A couple of weeks ago when we started this series, we went over, and the first part of 1 Corinthians was more comparative of how important love is. Today, we're going to look at there's just a couple words. It's in 1 Corinthians 13:4, and it says this. It says, love does not boast, and it is not proud. Now, in this sentence, there is a word, actually the whole sentence for this verse is, it does not envy, does not boast, is not proud. I think it's important that envy is a root to why sometimes we are boasting and have pride, because envy is a comparative. Basically, if you're envying, you're looking at something else and you're distraught that you don't have that, you're not like that, you're not like that person, or that they have it and you don't. So in that, it can open doors for us to have this, to boasting and pride. Boast basically means that there's an over zealousness to embellish yourself, to let others know. And you know, there's nothing wrong with celebrating. We're told to celebrate. There's nothing wrong with celebrating accomplishments and celebrating what's going on. It's a matter of what's the goal of all this celebration. There's a scripture in 1 John that says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and the one who fears is not made perfect in love. Basically, boasting and pride is a root of that, is out of fear. There's something missing. There's a value issue. And if we have the fullness of this love, then it eliminates that opportunity for the temptation to be so strong. The less love we have, the less we know how valuable we are, the more that temptation of being boastful and being proudful and envying is there and can be a part of our life. So why is it so important for us to have the love of God? And realizing that the love of God isn't just this way. It's this way. That a lot of times the love of God comes through one another. A lot of God's love is going to come. So when we're out there, we're representing His love. We're representing Him. So don't just think, well, it's up to God. You know what? If you don't know God's love, that's your fault. You know, it's not my problem. What is our problem? Because a lot of times, the reflection of Him. Now, granted, bottom line is, I have to deal with how you act. I have to deal with myself and how I react to how you act. And I can't blame you the fact that I'm being envious, I'm boastful, I'm proud. That's my decision. But you and me, or myself to you, I have an accountability of how I treat you. And you have accountability of how you treat others. So it's all that is, there's a mix there. The other thing about those two words, boastful and prideful, pride basically means that we inflate ourselves. And again, the same reasons are there of not having this love. Some of where pride and boast can also come from us if we harden our hearts, we're living in sin. If you're reading First Romans chapter 1, a lot of the sin that Apostle Paul talked about. And if you want to get a glimpse of what's going on in the world, read Romans chapter 1. It's just plain. It's not complicated. It's not rocket sciences. It just basically says because people don't acknowledge God for who He is and give Him thanks, acknowledge Him, they give themselves over to a depraved mind. They start doing all kinds of crazy stuff. You wonder why the world's crazy? It's because those people aren't acknowledging God. They're not giving thanks to Him and acknowledging Him. So that's another thing where this could come from. But the love of God is what helps us. It's like a safety net. It's like a boundary around us, a wall around us that helps us resist those temptations, helps us think correctly. So this love of God, where it comes from in Romans chapter 5, it says, "And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." So the love of God, you're not going to get it by just sheer, grimacing and just willing. It's the Holy Spirit is where it's going to come from. And that comes by us having faith in Jesus and having Him receiving Him as our Savior. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Sometimes we can read this and we can think, okay, that means I'm going to go tell somebody. Well, you know what this power is? This power is to love. You can't do it on your own. You cannot show God's love the way He wants. It's like Marlene was talking about patience. You can have some patience, but if you want the patience of God, you have to have the Holy Spirit help you. It has to be the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it without Him helping us. And so Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, that's what's going to make you my witness. Because it's His power that's going to help us show one another love. Jesus told His disciples in John, it's recorded in John 13:34. He says, "This is how people are going to know that you know me and they're going to know and you're going to witness to them is your love for one another." He didn't say it was just your words. It's just not telling people. It's your love for one another. So our goal today, one of the things we want to do is we believe for the power of the Holy Spirit to come and saturate each one of us with His love. In Acts chapter 4, and I don't know if you guys remember in Acts, Peter shared a message, and it was 3,000 people or so got saved and became Christians. And the next day they were going along, and there was a man who was crippled for 40-something years, and he got healed. And the leaders back then, now this is the depraved mind thing, the leaders back then were mad because this guy got healed. Now you realize, they killed Jesus because he healed all kinds of people and everything. I mean, just think of the mentality of the human thought here. It's like, okay, if you're not acknowledging God, then you could do all kinds of crazy stuff. So they threatened them. They got all the apostles and disciples in, and they threatened them, says, don't talk anymore about Jesus. And when they did that, he said, well, Peter says, well, who are you supposed to do? Obey you or God? And when they got together, this group, they said they prayed together. And they said, it's in Acts chapter 4, they said, Holy Spirit, fill us with boldness and power that we could demonstrate you and show your power and speak your word. And it says, and it's the same, if you read that scripture, it's the same thing that happened in that moment that happened later on when the Holy Spirit first came. It says the whole place was filled, there's wind and this power came in. So the Holy Spirit just isn't for Acts chapter 2 back then. It's when we pray and we ask God and he's willing to fill us. And so what we're believing for today is we're believing for the power of God to come this day amongst us and fill us with his love. The power of his love. The love is powerful. The love of God is powerful. And so I'm going to ask if the youth would come back up, please. And here's how this is going to work. The youth are going to come up here, and any of the young adult vision team, they're going to be up here too. And you guys want you to start like way over here. And I want you to make a charge line. If you know what that is, you face each other. Make two lines facing each other. And what we're going to do, Grace is going to be singing. There's a song that she sang on the mission trip. She's going to be singing. And we're believing and welcoming you to come and just come through here. And we're going to believe for the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon every single person and fill you with his love. Now, the elders, if you would come up, elders are going to be over here. And the elders, if after you get through there, through this line, if you just want more prayer, just come to one of the elders. Come to some of them and let them pray with you. If you want more, or if you just want to pray by yourself, you want to go back to your seat, whatever you want to do. But before we do all that, we're going to pray. Because if you remember in the scriptures, they said they prayed. And they asked God to fill them with the power of his Holy Spirit. You know, the scripture says, Jesus says, if you ask anything according to my will, I will do it. Do you believe it's the will of God to fill us with the power of his love? Do you believe that? So I'm going to say the words of this prayer, but I'm asking all of us to agree this together. So let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we just believe for this day, Lord, that you want us to be filled with the power of your love. We thank you, Lord, that you gave it to us by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so, Holy Spirit, we welcome you as ones come, and we come and allow the different ones here to lay hands and impart a freshness of your love, a love that breaks fear, a love that breaks things in our life, God, and a renewing love, a refreshing love, God, a love that brings hope to us, Lord. We just welcome that, Holy Spirit. We thank you for it, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So welcome you to come through here, and when we're done, if you want to go back and if you go back and sit down, you can just pray, or you can pray for ones who are coming up here, because this is we're doing this together. So go ahead, Angie, you can start the song if you would, please.
Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.